Step number 5, seek mentors. Who guides you to places you've never been to before? A mentor is someone who tells you what's important and what's not important. Mr. Kiyosaki suggests that one of the secrets to his success has been that he has found wonderful mentors who teach him and who take years off his learning curve. And that's exactly what we do with a Million Dollar Woman retreats and mentoring program. Mr. Kiyosaki says, seek out individuals in both the investment and business arenas who might act as your mentors. Seek out role models, learn from them, and seek out reverse role models and learn from them also. Step number 6, make disappointment your strength. Rich Dad, Mr. Kiyosaki says, often says, only fools expect everything to go the way they want. To expect to be disappointed does not mean to be passive or a defeated loser. Expecting to be disappointed is a way of mentally and emotionally preparing yourself to be ready for surprises that you may not want. By being emotionally prepared, you can act with calm and dignity when things don't go your way. If you're calm, you can think better. Close quote. And Robert said, many times I've seen people with great new business ideas. Their excitement lasts for about a month. Then the disappointment begins to wear them down. Soon their excitement is diminished and all you hear them say is, oh, that was a good idea, but it didn't work. Well, it's not the idea that didn't work. It was disappointment that worked harder. They allowed their impatience to turn into disappointment, and then they allowed their disappointment to defeat them. Many times this impatience is the result of them not receiving immediate financial reward. Business owners and investors may wait for years to see cash flow from a business or investment, but they go into it with the knowledge that success may take time. They also know that when success is achieved, the financial reward will be well worth the wait. 2, have a mentor standing by. He said, in the front of your phone book are listings for the hospital, fire department, and police department. I have the same list of numbers for financial emergencies, except they're phone numbers of my mentors. Often, before I go into a deal or a venture, I call one of my friends and explain what I'm doing and what I intend to accomplish. I also ask them to stand by in case I find myself in over my head, which is often, he said. Recently, Mr. Kiyosaki was negotiating for a large piece of real estate. The seller was playing hardball and changing the terms at the closing. He knew, said Mr. Kiyosaki, that I wanted the property, that he was doing his best to get more money from me at the last minute. Having a hot temper, my emotions went out of control. Instead of blowing the deal by yelling and shouting, which is my normal inclination, I simply asked if I could use the phone to call my friend, my mentor. After talking to 3 of my mentors who were standing by for me and getting their advice on how to handle the situation, I calmed down and learned 3 new ways to negotiate that I hadn't known before. The deal never went through, but I still use those 3 negotiation techniques today. Techniques I never would have learned if I hadn't gone into the deal at all. That knowledge is priceless. The point is, we can never know everything ahead of time, and we often only learn things when we need to learn them. That's why I recommend you try new things and expect disappointment, but always have a mentor standing by to coach you through the experience. Many people never start projects simply because they don't have all the answers. You'll never have all the answers, but begin anyway. As his friend Keith Cunningham always says, quote, many people will not head down the street until all the lights are green. That's why they don't go anywhere, close quote. And his 3rd suggestion, be kind to yourself. One of the most painful aspects about making a mistake and being disappointed or failing at something is not what other people say about us. It's how hard we are on ourselves. Most people who make mistakes often beat themselves up far harder than anyone else would. They should turn themselves into the police for personal emotional abuse. I've found that people who are hard on themselves mentally and emotionally are often too cautious when taking risks or adopting new ideas or attempting something new. It's hard to learn anything new if you punish yourself or blame someone else for your personal disappointments. 4, tell the truth. One of the worst punishments I ever received as a child, Mr. Kiyosaki said, was the day I accidentally broke my sister's front tooth. She ran home to tell my dad, and I ran to hide. After my dad found me, he was very angry. He said, "The reason I'm punishing you is not because you broke your sister's tooth, but because you ran away." Financially, there have been many times I could have run away from my mistakes. Running away is an easy thing to do, but my dad's words have served me well for most of my life. In short, we all make mistakes. We all feel upset and disappointed when things don't go our way. Yet the difference lies in how we internally process that disappointment. Rich Dad summarized it this way. He said, quote, "The size of your success is measured by the strength of your desire, the size of your dream, and how you handle the disappointments along the way," close quote. Mr. Kiyosaki goes on, "In the next few years, we're going to have financial changes that will test our courage. It is the people who are most in control of their emotions, who do not let their emotions hold them back, and who have the emotional maturity to learn new financial skills, who will flourish in the years ahead." He suggests we take actions. He said, first, make mistakes. That's why he recommends starting with baby steps. 2, put a little money down. Start small. If you find an investment you want to invest in, put just a little money down. It's amazing how quickly your intelligence grows when you have some money on the line. Don't bet the ranch, your mortgage payment, or your child's college education. Simply put a little money down, then pay attention and learn. And 3, take action. Reading, watching, and listening are all critical to your education, but you must start doing. Make offers on small real estate deals that will generate positive cash flow. Join a network marketing company. Learn about it from the inside. Invest in some stock after researching the company. Seek advice from your mentor, financial or tax advisor if you need it. But as Nike says, just do it.